The announcement of the long-anticipated hire came Friday afternoon. Matt Rowley is the Director of Athletic Communications for the University of West Florida.
We are very excited to announce that UWF Athletics has hired Pete Shinnick to be the first head coach for the football team, which will be starting up in 2016. Coach Shinnick comes to us with a coaching career over 25 years. He's been a head coach at two different universities, most recently at UNC Pembroke. And the unique thing about that was that at UNC Pembroke, he started that program from scratch back in 2005. So he'll be able to do the same thing here at UWF as we get ready for 2016.
Coach Shinnick comes to UWF with a long resume in college football programs.
He started out as an assistant coach with a number of different Division I schools, as well as D2 and D3. Most recently, UNC Pembroke, they are a Division II school in North Carolina, and before that, he was at Azusa Pacific for 7 years, and that's an NAIA school in California.
As a college football head coach, Pete Shinnick has an overall record of 103 wins and 43 losses. He comes from a football family. His father, Don Shinnick, was a linebacker for the Baltimore Colts in the National Football League for 13 seasons and still holds the career record for interceptions by a linebacker with 37. Matt Rowley says that Pete Shinnick was chosen from around 200 individuals who showed interest in the UWF coaching job. In the end, his experience and success with building a new program from scratch at UNC Pembroke tipped the scales in his favor.
In their first season in 2007, the team went 4-7. The year after, they went 9-1. And from then on, in his next 6 years, the team averaged over 8 wins. So he finished, 7 years at UNC Pembroke with a record of 50-24. He led that school to the NCAA playoffs in just their third season, and that was the youngest program to make it to the NCAA Division II playoffs. So we're hoping that he can have some of those same kinds of stories and some of that kind of success here at UWF.
The coach will be arriving in town with his wife and 4 children next week. After that, he starts building another program from scratch.
Some of the next things, Coach Shinnick will be looking to hire some of his assistant coaches. That's, football requires a lot of coaches in the different areas of the team, so he'll be working on that as well as recruiting. Recruiting starts now. He will be looking ahead to what kind of student athletes he can bring to the university, starting when we start enrolling our first football student athletes in 2015.
The new UWF head football coach, Pete Shinnick, will be formally introduced at a news conference next Thursday at the Argo Athletic Club. That conference will be streamed live at goargos.com. Bob Barrett, WUWF News.